I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There is so much about turning from sin, and faith without works is dead in James. And there's so much in the New Testament that just talks about the need for repentance and the need for a change of life that's evidence of our faith. It doesn't save us. But if there's no change in your life, then it's a legitimate question to raise, and Paul and John and other authors raise it, James, whether you really have trusted in Christ at all.
You know,
it's not a common alternative view in the history of the church. No.
Sure. Well, you mentioned, you know, faith without works is dead. Of course, James, that was one of the books that, you know, Luther maybe wondered a little bit about. The Reformation celebrated at the end of this month. Luther's stance was so faith alone. Have we misunderstood that message?
No, we definitely have to insist that it's faith alone that saves us, but that doesn't mean that faith occurs all by itself. And it doesn't mean that faith is just intellectual agreement or something like that. When you look, even you bring up Luther, but when you look, for instance, at the Formula of Concord from 1576, that's a great summary of Lutheran doctrine that expressed consensus among differing Lutheran groups in Europe. They said, faith alone is the means and instrument whereby we lay hold on Christ the Savior. But then they also said, just a little bit later in the Formula of Concord, true faith is never alone, but always has charity and hope in its train. That is, there's a response, a change of life, that love and change of heart in terms of hope. They say in the Formula of Concord, the Lutheran statement, after a man is justified by faith, then that true and living faith works by love, and good works always follow justifying faith and are most certainly found with it, provided it be a true and living faith. So they're saying that we're justified by faith alone, but there's always going to be change of life, good works that follow if it's true faith. And they deny that justifying faith can abide with a purpose of evil, of sinning and acting contrary to conscience. So in other words, they agree that there's a repentance necessary, a decision to turn from sin as well in terms of what is essential to understand true saving faith.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.